Allan më vruatër kam jala këndal Qire vuren atar një fua Në kallës kja unuje Aqqion dhe jesë qire Esnja në gërë Du kavës kja unujë Pësë
të Hi folks, Graham Sutherland here, 21st century Jacobite. Good to be back again. It's a Thursday night. An awful lot's happened since I last did a show. It's like just totally insurmountable, in fact, what's happened and what's going on and what appears to be going on and what's really going on. Really don't know where to start. I mean, everyone will be up to date with the news and understand what the news has said and this impeachment, this second impeachment thing, with Trump, and just the utter desperation of the whole situation, because that's what it is. It's just utter desperation. But listen, I could tell you for absolute sure, having spoken to someone connected with MI5 and people involved with the CIA in America. This is firsthand. I'm not making this up. These people have been in touch with me. I've been in touch with them. I know exactly what's going on. Everything you've seen on the TV is just is basically a fiasco. The impeachment thing is just absolute nonsense. It can't go anywhere. It just can't go anywhere. It doesn't make sense. I mean, it's still got to get sort of ratified and thrashed out in the court anyway. But listen, it's a smokescreen. It's pointless even speaking about it. It's a fantasy. Trump had about 3,000 people, military people, plain clothes. He had about 3,000 of them in the crowd because they just knew. That the rally would be infiltrated by Antifa and BLM supporters, the more radical ones, and it certainly was. They turned up with they seen them turning up. They were filmed. They came in white coaches. There was like three or four buses, to use American language, and two or three SUVs. They were seen coming in. They all looked quite fake. They had their MAGA hats on back to front, trying to look super cool, but just being like really obvious. But just with their dress and their demeanor, and the fact they had weapons, it just made it really obvious. It was hijacked. I'm getting a bit of an echo, Richard. I don't know what's going on. I'm hearing myself. So anyway, yes, they were actually filmed. I seen it. I seen the footage myself. So they turned up there. They were encouraged. They were using social media. It was all very careless. And they were being encouraged to take sledgehammers, spades, machetes, whatever, because they were going to break into the place. But an interesting thing happened. While they were hijacking a demonstration, and killing people. Whether people have actually died or not, I'm not sure about that, because, you know, these people are experts at false flags. But they were able to, it was amazing, they were able to seize all the laptops, Nancy Pelosi's laptop and Biden's laptop, all the laptops, managed to seize them all. So it's absolute concrete confirmation of all the, what would you call it? Oh, well, all the fraud, all the election fraud, the election, they stole the election, but listen, they stole the election from the people. And I can't understand even people on the left or left-leaning people, socialist-leaning people in America should be really, really angry, because basically this is way beyond left and right politics and blue and red. This is way beyond that. They have stolen the country from the people. That's what they've done. They've stolen the country from the people. It's absolutely shocking, absolutely shocking what they've done. It just absolutely beggars belief. So they were actually caught. They know it was not Trump supporters that smashed through the doors of that Capitol building. It was pre-planned. And, I mean, I actually seen it with my own eyes. Somebody, several people filmed it in their, you know, their cell phones. The police actually stood aside. There was no big pushback of the police. Well, they did do a little bit of a, they did a little bit of theatrical stuff where the police all stood in a line with their riot shields, and they kind of got put, you know, they pushed against them and stuff, purely for that. You could tell it was theatrical, you know, it wasn't real. You could tell it was smoke and mirrors. Anyway, so you see them all scaling up and everything. So they got in, but they got in quite easily, you know, and they were trying to sell the narrative that they were smashing the windows and everything to get in, but they were already in. The doors were open. But luckily, the good guys, or Trump's people, managed to get the laptops. Now, that was basically the final... that was the final nail in the coffin for these people, basically. The reason they went so crazy, and the reason they hijacked the rally and tried to frame Trump and everything, and you know, startless impeachment, it's basically just a huge smokescreen. That's what it is. It can't carry. It can't possibly carry, because any court in land that looks at the evidence will see and hear. That was the crazy thing. Trump urges his followers to be peaceful and to go over in an orderly fashion and not to cause any trouble and not to break anything or vandalize anything or whatever. It was televised, you know. It's not you know, some conspiracy theory or something. He was urging his supporters not to do the violent thing and everything. So anyway, but they did it anyway. But the upshot of it was they were able to. I mean, there was hundreds of people aware that it was hijacked by Antifa. Hundreds of people. They were filmed. They know who they are. They've got spotters. These people know what they're doing. They've got spotters. They know exactly who is, you know, infiltrating the march and everything. So, but basically, it's a smokescreen. It's the mother of all smokescreens. It's to take the heat off of what's really going on. And I'll tell you what's really going on. And it's heavy. It's really, really heavy. There was a... another attempt on Trump's life that never got into the mainstream media, and it wasn't particularly close. It was basically an aircraft flew at Air Force One, basically, and they were told well in advance to change their course, and they ignored it. And they got a bit closer, and they said, change your course. And they ignored it. So they took him down. They shot the plane down. That's what happened. I mean, it's kind of crazy. It was a small aircraft. It wasn't a big aircraft, but it would have certainly brought down aircraft, the Air Force One, if it hit it. Anyway, that's beside the point. What's happened is they have they've got these laptops, and it totally confirms that they were involved in the all the dirty deeds and dirty tricks in the Ukraine and in China. Massive amounts of money paid by China to the Bidens, to the campaign, and also to Soros. Now, this is interesting. This is where it gets interesting, right? This is where it gets really interesting. They had frozen bank accounts, and they had, they've been working on this for a long time, right? Trump and his team have been working on this since 2016. You've got to remember, as soon as Trump got into office, they started with their nonsense. You know, there was the fake Russian collusion. There was the other impeachment thing. I can't remember what you call it now. It was another big accusation, another frame up. But the thing is, because they've been relentlessly attacked, they've been working away quietly behind the scenes. And Trump and his team have got something like 190,000 indictments. 190,000 indictments. And it includes all the key players that we're used to seeing. All that talking heads, all that lefties, Pelosi and the Bidens, obviously, the whole team, the Clintons and Obama and everything, the whole lot of them. So they've got them, and they've got them in such a massive amount of fraud and child trafficking and everything. It boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. So, but anyway, getting back to the point, what they'd done was they'd frozen a lot of the bank accounts of these people because they wanted to know where the money was coming from. You know, they say follow the money. Now, what they were doing was, they couldn't understand, you know. They were like, what's going on, you know? Who's financing all these, look at all those riots and burnings and everything else that happened with the BLM people in Baltimore and everything, and several other places. I mean, these were real, that was serious. There was whole blocks burnt and destroyed. And, you know, there's a little skirmish at the Capitol building, and they're making a huge deal about it and trying to set Trump up for it. But anyway, getting back to the story, the money, now wait for this one, this has blew my mind, but I've double-checked it, I've confirmed it, this is what's going on. The money was being paid, not through conventional means like bank transfers or whatever, using the internet or, you know, cash deposits or anything like that. No, the money was being paid by satellite. And the satellites belong to the Italian government. And some of them, it's really mad. But these satellites were actually part of NATO, but they were owned by the Italian government. Now, the Italian government had sublet them or subcontracted them, or a couple of them at least, to the Vatican. So the Vatican had control of these satellites, and the Vatican, they were intercepted, they were paying the protesters, they were paying with George Soros, they were paying the Bidens and everything else, because they needed millions of dollars to pay these protesters, these fake protesters. And of course the rioters and everything, they were getting paid as well. So, but also, this is the big one, they were also using those Vatican, those Italian satellites controlled by the Vatican, they were also using them to change the numbers in the Dominion voting systems. Now, you heard that right. There's proof, there's evidence that the software inside them can easily be controlled externally, and that's what they were doing. They were controlling it. During the voting, they said, you know, we're going to have to stop. And they pretended there was a plumbing leak in one place and everything. It had to stop. The reason for that is because the votes for Trump was so overwhelming and so massive, they had no idea they would have to cheat to such a massive degree. Everybody came out and voted Trump, basically. Even the blacks and the Latinos came out and voted Trump. Now, the software in these Dominion voting machines allows for a certain amount of, what would you say? Well, a little bit of pre-warning. They can tell, they can look at the stats, they can look at the numbers and say, well, look, okay, we're going to have to, the proportion of Biden votes coming in is a bit low, so we'll put it up to, we'll make each Biden vote worth 2.5 or 2.8 or whatever votes. It's infinitely variable. The Dominion machines were made and designed to be fraudulent. So the Vatican was using them, and they know they were. This is not a conspiracy theory. They've got them absolutely beautifully. They've got a whole rash of evidence to the fact that the Vatican, this is major, the Vatican is directly interfering with the elections in the USA in support of the lefties. It's absolutely mind-blowing, but that's what's happening. And that's the big story. That is a big story. And it's more than that. It's bigger. It goes beyond that. They also found that the money had been changing hands via these satellites for quite some time, and that the money was actually being paid to move children around. Child trafficking. Yes, you heard that right. You heard that right. So they're moving children around in an industrial scale. It's unbelievable. Thousands of children being sold in the open market, and also organ harvesting. They're doing organ harvesting and selling people's organs and everything. And this is all came to light. Well, they knew it was happening already, but they couldn't nail down a paper trail, a money trail or whatever. But they've done it this time. They've been able to look back at the history of the payments of the operations and everything with these satellites, and they've discovered that they have previously, the Vatican, that is, have previously made payments to child traffickers, rioters, looters, fake protesters, false flags, the stolen election, everything. Now, Trump is still the president. He's still the president. And he's still got his generals behind him. And what Trump is going to do, it's quite obvious what he's going to do. He's going to impose martial law right at the last minute. That's what he's going to do. Now, the impeachment, the reason they let that go ahead and everything else was because Trump had to know who the Judases were. Now, Mike Pence turned out to be a Judas. It was absolute classic. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. He'd actually switched his red tie to a blue tie. He turned into a supporting the Democrats. And here he is with his blue silk tie on and getting a piece of silver passed in his hand with a Masonic handshake. Yeah, you know, you could see clearly it was a Masonic handshake. There's another guy there as well, like looking over the other guy's shoulder to put the money in his hand, the pieces of silver. Now, that was basically, that was him, that was his kiss-off. That was basically his, that was his 30 pieces of silver, basically, because he betrayed Trump. Now, there was either 9 or 10 Republicans also voted to impeach Trump. And a lot of people were like, oh man, even his own party's turning on. Nah, what's going on there is this is the Masonic elite, which is on both sides of the house. This is them revealing their hands. They're revealing their hand. They're revealing their cards. That's what's happened. And those 10 people, I mean, if you know anything about the Masons, they swear that they will uphold the Masonic order and support the Masonic brothers, and they'll lie or they'll cheat or they'll steal, they'll do anything to support the Masonic brothers, even lie in court and even kill. I mean, it's all part of the Masonic rituals, especially at the higher levels, you know, and they are at the higher levels. They're like 33rd degree Masons and above, because there's groups, 17 in fact, identifiable groups above the Masonic orders. Bilderbergers, the Illuminati, Palladian Society, Knights of Malta, groups like that. However, so that's what's happened. It's a Masonic thing. It's a secret society thing. And that was what happened. That's why there was 9 or 10 Republicans voted with the Democrats. That's what's happened. That's exactly what's happened. But, you know, it's just amazing. Trump still has his aces. Trump is not. He's played a really, really careful hand. And if you listen carefully, he said it was going to be a peaceful transition. And everybody took that as that he'd conceded. He'd not conceded at all. He'd not conceded at all. He's been fighting all the way. And he's just like backed off, and he's just like waited to see who all the snakes are, waited to see who all the rats are, who the Judases are. That's what he's done. And seen who they'll turn their back on him. And he's doing a very good impression of being humble and hurt and, you know, betrayed and everything. But he's still got the military. The military are still behind him. And remember, he's been working on this. It's not a recent thing. He's been working on this for a long time, for 4 years. There's people being hired and fired and fired and hired in the CIA and the FBI for years, because they knew that the CIA were involved in the, a lot of the nefarious stuff that was going on, the money in the Ukraine and everything else. And, of course, the endless wars, the CIA are very much part of that. See, Trump's not started a war. Not only has he not started a war, he's pulling the troops out of, the war zones, Afghanistan, Iraq and everything. So he's not flavor of the month, because these people thrive on war and death. That's how they make their money. The fact that he was censored, I've got to say something about this. The fact that he was censored on Twitter and also on YouTube and also on Facebook is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. The absolute arrogance of these companies, and that's all they are, you know, they're for-profit companies. They're supposed to be social media platforms, for goodness sake. But suddenly they've turned into Orwellian-style dictators, saying what can and what can't be, published. So suddenly the publishers and the arrogance of these people has just really, really incensed me. I've closed my Twitter account, and I've already moved over to Gab and Parler. Parler was down and then back up again. It's a people's platform. It is now. But they had an Amazon server, and that was how Amazon were able to pull the plug on Parler. But Parler, the people have chipped in, raised a whole load of money, and they're back up again with their own servers. So I would urge anybody that's listening, close your Twitter account. Boycott the beast. Show them that they can't do this to the people. Show them. You know, we'll not be bullied by these big, corporate entities, these sick, satanic idiots. Close your Twitter account. Just close it. And come out of Facebook and come out of YouTube. BitChute is a great alternative to YouTube, but we, the people, have to boycott these people. We can't roll over and be bullied by these faceless technocrats, these Orwellian-style mafiosa. We can't. We just can't. So, yeah, I would urge you, come out of Twitter. Don't think about it. Just come out. Their shares have fallen dramatically because millions of people have closed their accounts. And so they should. It's a complete attack on free speech, and that's the way we're going. We're heading down towards this horrible, horrible communist-style dictatorship where the paedophile establishment are running things. And let's just be frank, that's what they are. The Clintons and the Obamas and the Podesta brothers, Bidens, all of these people are paedophiles. And they're more than paedophiles. They're also heavily into the occult. Heavily into the occult. And they all help each other. And they all do satanic rituals involving kids and everything. It's disgusting. So they're not just random paedophiles. No, they're not random paedophiles. They are occultists that use children as sacrificial offerings at satanic altars, like Molech and whatnot. The owl god, well, he's sometimes represented as a cow, actually, but it's the same god, Molech. So that's what they do, they sacrifice children and everything. So these people are absolutely petrified that they will be uncovered, they'll be caught. And that's what all this is about, all this impeachment thing, stuff and everything. It's just a mother of all smoke screens, it really is. But here, listen, God wins. Always remember that. God wins. The truth always comes out in the end, and God always wins. Now, they built a huge extension to Guantanamo Bay. I don't know if you know that or not, but they've spent a lot of money in Guantanamo. Well, they've doubled the size of it. Gitmo is now, you know, doubled in size. Obama was speaking about closing it. But Trump's doubled the size of it. Now, why is he doubled the size of it? It's because the military are going to take down this satanic cabal once and for all. And there will be military tribunals. That's what will happen. Absolutely beautiful. It's like a pincer attack, how they've done it. It's absolutely priceless. I'm so glad that it's taken a while. But this is how it's panned out. It's quite beautiful. They've let them overplay their hand, and it was the same with the voting thing. They got so desperate with the voting thing, they were pouring Biden votes into states that had more votes than there were registered voters. Thousands more votes than there were registered voters, and some of them had died. And a lot of these people were dead. A lot of the voters were dead. I mean, they've absolutely made a muck up of it. And the fact that the Supreme Court wouldn't look at the industrial scale theft and corruption for the whole voting fiasco, the fact they wouldn't look at that, it's just an admission of guilt. I mean, all they're doing really is kicking the can down the road. It's a little bit like the Antifa buses that turned up to hijack Trump's rally. I mean, they knew. When that goes to the court, it'll get chucked out. There's loads of footage of them. They know who they are, you know? They know these faces. They've got technology now that can tell, you know, they know who they are. They know who these key players are and what organizations they're involved with, just with their facial recognition technology. So, but anyway, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be military tribunals. The Italian government will probably say, well, I mean, they were complicit because they hired or rented out the satellites to Vatican. So just to save face, they'll probably say they were hacked or something like that. But no, they were totally complicit. And there's already a high-ranking Italian, I don't know what he was. He was like a top MP or something. He's already been sacked. He's been booted out. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what happens in the next short while. But that's their plan. That's what's going to happen. I've actually been praying about this. I'll be honest with you. I've been praying about this for 4 years. I hate injustice. I like truth. I love truth, and I hate injustice. And when I see injustice like this, and just the sheer hypocrisy, and the, you know, the stealing and the theft and everything, and then the more you learn about these people, the more you realize what's going on. I mean, they've been using Chinese money. The Bidens and everything, massive amounts of Chinese money filed over. And the Chinese, it's actually a, you know this, it's a soft takeover. That's what it is. So the Chinese Communist Party have bought their way in. It's a soft coup. They basically bought their way into the left. The Democrats, they basically bought their way in. And you know this, it's happening all over the world. They've bought, the Chinese have got so much money, they've been buying entire harbours and, you know, entire areas of Canada and America and everything, and right through, like, India and all North Africa and everything. Basically, what they do is they keep supplying people goods and they can't pay anymore. And then they say, well, look, you owe us $3 or $4 trillion. How about if you just give us this port? And we'll call it quits. That's what they're doing. So the Chinese have got container ports all over the world and everything. And another interesting thing happened as well. In the midst of all this going on, the Chinese were trying to buy General Electric F-16 motors, jet motors. And... well, they were going to buy the whole company. What am I saying? Sorry. Yeah, they were going to buy the whole company, General Electric, and the whole aerospace division. The good guys got wind of it, and basically what they did was they shut down. The deal was meant to happen in Pakistan. They basically just shut the power off in Pakistan. And simultaneously, it went off in Frankfurt as well, because the... at Frankfurt is where the Dominion voting machines were operated from. Or it was a kind of hub. It was a kind of portal, a sort of hub sort of thing. But like I say, it was Vatican money. It was Vatican interference and Vatican money. It paid all these people. Listen, these are spiritual matters, right? It's so easy to get caught up in the, you know, the political stuff and all the, you know, you switch on a TV and they're all using this legal speak nonsense and everything to try and take our eyes off the, ball. These are profoundly spiritual matters. And as flawed as Donald Trump is, he is God's man. He's being used by God. And don't say, oh, well, but would God use somebody like that? Yes, he would. He used King David, and he was a murderer. And he used Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul. And he was a persecutor of Christians. He killed thousands of Christians. God was able to use him. God used a donkey, for goodness sake. So he lazy used somebody like Trump. Don't you believe it? Trump is God's man, as flawed as he is. I mean, we're all sinners at the end of the day. But Trump is definitely God's man. There's no question about it. And these are profoundly spiritual matters. These people are extremely satanic. You know, they think nothing of mass murdering millions of people in third world countries. That's what you're dealing with. These people are scum. And they are heavy-duty occultists. So anyway, that was a kind of Fast and Furious kind of show. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. Stay on the right side. Keep your eyes peeled. The whole COVID thing, by the way, I never got into this. The whole COVID thing is a grossly exaggerated pile of nonsense. Yes, there's a virus. Yes, it's a bit of a nasty flu bug. But the numbers they're quoting in the USA and in Europe are all grossly exaggerated lies. There's cans of Coke and avocados and pineapples and computer keyboards and all sorts of random stuff, including chickens and goats, testing positive for COVID-19. Why? Because it's about the ka-ching. They're getting money for it. And it's a smoke screen. They've got everybody going, oh, I'm worried about COVID. Oh, social distancing. All these stupid Masonic media cliches. The media is completely sold out. in case you're under any delusion that the BBC might be, you know, partly okay or something. No, no, they're gone. The whole of the press and mainstream media are sold out to the satanic elite. For sure. Make no question about it. The only way we can get truth is on alternative news channels. I like Newsmax, I quite like RT, and I dip into InfoWars now and again. But it's up to people like us to share these things, you know? We are the new media. So anyway, I'm going to wind up the show. That was basically a two-hour show boiled down into a one-hour show. But I'll say good night and God bless. We'll be back next Thursday night, and we can look forward to a really exciting show and a really exciting world stage just next week, because that'll be after the 21st. And it'll be interesting to see just how much of what I said comes to pass. You know, my prophecies. See how much of them come to pass next Thursday. Okay, folks, so say goodnight and God bless. Graham Sutherland, 21st Century Jacobite, signing out. So say goodnight and God bless.
Covers count.